Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to the Stoic State of Mind podcast. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions, reacting instead of truly living? Like you're playing a character in a play you didn't write? That, my friends, is a sign it might be time to level up your self-awareness. It's not about being super introspective all the time, think of it more like having an internal GPS that guides you towards a more authentic and fulfilling life. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into how to develop a stronger sense of self-awareness. Trust me, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good stuff, it's about building resilience, making better decisions, and becoming the best version of yourself. Now, what does it even mean to be self-aware? It's more than knowing your favorite color or what you had for breakfast yesterday. Self-awareness is about understanding your thoughts, feelings, motivations, strengths, weaknesses, the whole shebang. It's like having a crystal clear mirror reflecting back who you truly are, both the good and the not so good. And let me tell you, that kind of insight is gold. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey. First up, pay attention to your reactions. Ever notice how you react in certain situations? Maybe you get defensive when someone criticizes you, or you tend to overthink things before making a decision. These reactions often reveal a lot about your underlying beliefs and fears. The next time you find yourself reacting strongly, pause for a second. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, what's really going on here? What am I feeling? Why am I reacting this way? Second, cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to sit cross-legged in meditation all day long, although that can be helpful. Mindfulness is simply about being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple practice can help you become more aware of your internal world. Third, seek feedback from others. You know that saying, you don't know what you don't know? Well, it's true. Sometimes we have blind spots when it comes to ourselves. That's why it's so important to ask for feedback from people we trust. They can offer valuable insights into our strengths and weaknesses that we might not see ourselves. Just remember, be open to hearing what they have to say, even if it's not always easy to hear. Fourth, explore your values. What truly matters to you? What are your core beliefs and principles? Identifying your values can provide a compass for your life, helping you make decisions that align with what's most important to you. Think about what brings you joy, what motivates you, and what you stand for. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Self-awareness isn't a destination, it's a journey. There will be bumps along the way, times when you feel off balance or unsure of yourself. That's okay. Remember that everyone makes mistakes and has areas they want to improve. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a friend. Think about a time when you were completely engrossed in something like a book, a movie, or even a challenging task. You probably lost track of time and everything else around you faded away. That's self-awareness in action. Your focus was laser sharp because you were fully present in the moment. Try to cultivate that same level of presence throughout your day, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and actions. You know, I remember a time when I felt completely lost. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life or who I even was. It was like I was floating through existence without a rudder. But then, I started practicing self-awareness. I started paying attention to my thoughts and feelings, seeking feedback from others, exploring my values, and being kind to myself. Slowly but surely, I began to feel more grounded, more confident, and more in control of my life. It wasn't an overnight transformation, but with each step, I felt myself becoming clearer about who I was and what I wanted. So, remember, developing a stronger sense of self-awareness isn't just some abstract concept, it's a powerful tool that can help you navigate the complexities of life with greater ease and intention. Start small, be patient with yourself, and trust the process. The more you practice, the more natural it will become. Remember to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let me know what resonated with you, what challenges you face, or any questions you have. We're all in this journey together, and your voice matters. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.